Now, the Crown Cast with Murray Brookshaw. A look ahead at what's happening at Crown Isle.
Welcome to the Crown Cast, episode 62. It's my pleasure to sit down with Jamie Moran, our director of golf here at Crown Isle. Jamie, how you doing?
Doing wonderful, thanks. Good to be here.
Awesome. We're going to have a really great conversation. And our ladies club captain, Ruth Chapman. Ruth?
Hello.
I'm really looking forward to finding out what's going on with the ladies club. And our men's club captain, Dennis Teasdale. Dennis, what's up?
Hey, Murray. I'm glad to be here as well.
I know. That's a nice volume, Dennis. Dennis is a very soft-spoken fella. The three of you have a very, very busy season ahead, right? So I thought, first of all, we just kind of go around with each other. And Jamie, let's check in with you on what's coming up this spring and summer. The PGA Tour America's Q School is fast approaching.
It is coming very quickly. It's only 6 weeks away now. We're excited to host it. It's going to be probably the strongest field in history for it being, it's a new tour with more carrots dangled at the end for the people that do well. The Canadians, we've had two Canadians actually win on that tour in the last couple of weeks, so it's exciting to see some Canadian content. Golf course is getting dialed right now, so we're looking forward to showcasing our great facility for these guys.
Yeah, no doubt, and it's a lot of fun, and these guys just absolutely murder the ball.
They hit it further than I go on holidays.
No doubt. Now, in July, we have the pleasure of hosting the Canadian Mid-Amateur Championship for women, right?
Yeah, we're excited to host a women's national championship, working with Golf Canada. Again, showcasing our wonderful facility from women coming from all over the country. And there's even a few ladies signed up already from the U.S. We've had this great committee spearheaded here by Ruth Chapman, our ladies club captain, that are getting some help with some volunteers and some sponsors. And we're really looking forward to knocking that event out of our park.
Now, we embarked on a little project back in the fall to do a men's club, a men's night survey, right? And what we were trying to find out was how we could kind of fix some things and make it more inclusive and get more participation and kind of find out what bothered people, what they liked, what they'd like to see, etc. And the revamp has gone over very well, right, Jamie?
You know what? It's been really, really good so far. Men's night, it seems to have a little bit more registrations this year, which is good to see. We added the camaraderie aspect of things, which was number one on the list, by having the Timber Room as our venue now this year, which seems to be going over fantastically. And it helps that we had a little Canadian content in the NHL playoffs to have people gather, cheering them on. Poor Leafs, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
The equity part that you mentioned there, there's more people having a chance to win some prizes. And this team component, I think, has even gone a little bit better than expected. The team captains and sponsors have bought in, and there's been some good banter back and forth in the Timber Room at the end of the night about whose team is doing what. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how the season unfolds.
No question. And Dennis, you participate every week. What are your thoughts on it?
I'm right in line with Jamie. There was a lot of requests to get back into the clubhouse and have more social events. Mm-hmm. And I think that part has been delivered. Seeing how many people are back in the Timber Room after golf, it's always great to get together and hear the stories that people are telling me that during their play, how well it or how poorly it went. So there's always a chuckle to be heard from some of those stories.
Yeah, I love the banter back and forth from table to table. And when we get our hats and you can see what teams everybody's on and all that kind of stuff,
it's really good. There's a great buzz within that evening now, and just hearing it within the room, the excitement each week. And as we build kind of towards the end of the season, I think that's only going to get better and better.
An event that my wife loves is the Ladies' Nine and Wine, and the first one's coming up this month.
Yeah, we're going to have it on Monday the 13th already. It's coming quick. We're full again, 120 ladies signed up and eager to play. We do offer four of these throughout the course of the season, so we're looking forward to each of them. The first one will be just a fun one to kind of get the season going for everyone, an excuse to play nine holes and have a drink afterwards and get together with some friends. This is probably one of the more fun events that we do.
Yeah, and 120 ladies, that's great. Yeah. And it's not just members, it's open to the public.
100%,
A great way to showcase our club, what we do, and hopefully get more new members, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the end goal for sure. But anytime we can get that size group together to have some fun, and especially with it being a ladies version of an event, it's absolutely fantastic, and we have a ton of fun with them.
Yeah. Ruth and Dennis, I want to know what you think the goal of the men's and ladies club is.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, social, some competitive golf, recreational. I mean, just get out there and meet great people, get on the course, have a good time, and support our club. There's so many events that we have throughout the year, and whether you're a low handicapper or high, there's something for you at each event.
Yeah, and you have a great success rate for the number of people that participate in your events with the number of people that are members, right?
That's correct. We have almost a third of our lady members participating in our Tuesday games, and we hold four luncheons a year. Some of them are for fundraising purposes, others just to celebrate Flag Day. So we're really an active club.
So the men's club, their executive represents all of the male dues-paying members to the club's management and ownership. You know, we're committed to providing an organized schedule of events for social competition and friendship to the male members at Crown. We also provide a liaison with the Crown Island Ladies Club for their mixed events and social activities. You know, adding to that, we added a new tournament last year, the Crown Isle Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And that was designed to entice more members to join each tournament to add through for the total point race to be invited to that final tournament. So if any of your listeners haven't understood what the Crown Isle Cup is, we need to perhaps get some new signage out there to explain how this works and the total points throughout the season.
Yeah, all based on participation, right? You get all points for participation, and that's how you get in, right? And played in last year, whale of a time. So much fun, right? And people don't realize that, I think, in that the whole idea of these tournaments is to get together, meet new people, play a round of golf, and have a drink and something good to eat afterwards and share some laughs, right? That's the whole goal of everything, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, no question.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, that's why we're here. No doubt at all. Ruth, as Ladies Club captain, you have some great things planned this year. Can you give us an idea of some of the regular events?
Yes, we have weekly Tuesday Ladies, a game of the day, and it varies whether it be based on handicap. We have pin days, which is a competitive round. But even though that's a competitive day, we still have recreational play for the ladies that don't want to be competitive. So we're very inclusive in that way. We have luncheons, as I mentioned, coming up. In August, we have our Peanut Butter Cup, which is our fundraising luncheon. And through that, we all bring peanut butter. And last year, we included cereal because it's something the food bank has told us that people need.
Oh, beautiful.
So that's our goal. And we also accept cash donations for that. And it's been a fabulous event, very well attended. This year, our finale is on October 1st, and we plan to, as usual, have a shotgun and a nice meal afterwards, and our AGM. Throughout the year, though, the Tuesdays are the big deal.
Mm-hmm.
They have our Las Vegas Scramble. We have the two-day eclectic. I mean, there's just so many things there, and you don't have to play every event, but it's all open to everyone.
Yeah, I think it's inclusive, he said. And
yes.
I think that's really important that anybody can play no matter what skill level, and that's the key, and just be prepared to have some fun.
Exactly.
Now, the Majestic Cup is coming up, and that's a showpiece for the club, right?
Oh, very much so. Now, the Ladies Club doesn't specifically run that, but we certainly encourage participation. That is a fabulous event. It's 2 days. The first day this year, they're going to have a par 3 contest, which is new. The final day, Sunday, is all-day event with the ladies playing golf, and it is so well put together. It is just a fabulous event, well worth the money.
Very good. And I think that anybody who's listening, if you're really interested in getting involved and being part of the ladies or the men's club, that all you have to do is ask at the pro shop or look on our website and you'll be able to find out the information. Look up Dennis, look up Ruth and Jamie, and we can steer you in the right direction and get you a good spot and good people to play with, right?
Exactly.
Now, Dennis, this is your first year as captain.
Correct.
How many years do we put up with you?
Two.
Two?
2 years of me.
Well, that's fantastic. You do a great job. I mean, you're around here and you participate so much, and I think that's the key, and anybody can talk to you. I think that's great, right? So you're probably getting a lot of feedback. Let's start with the Woodpecker, the member guest event that's June 1st and 2nd. Do you guys want to talk about that and what it is and what goes on?
Yeah, yes, of course, Murray. The Woodpecker, in my mind, is the premier event of the season. Like so many of your listeners, we're all very proud of that we're part of this community. And this event allows many of us to invite our friends and family to stay and experience the beautiful surroundings of the community. Plus a weekend of golf competition, socializing with our members, you know, and so on. Usually at this time of the year, the course is at its finest. And whoever's attending as a guest or even the members will be extremely happy to play and possibly continue for years and years of golf coming back to this community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jamie, did you want to talk about the two flag and how the tournament's run?
Yeah, so not too dissimilar to the Majestic Cup. It's kind of spread over a couple of days. It is a two-person team event, so at least there needs to be one male member on the team, and then there's an invited guest, but there are some teams of two members that play in it. On the first evening, we do what's called a two-pin challenge. So on the front nine, we actually put two hole locations on each green. And then as a team, you guys decide which one to hole out to, sometimes on purpose, sometimes by accident. But it's just a fun evening, something different to play in. And then we bring everyone in for a great meal and camaraderie then afterwards, where we then unveil kind of how the next day is going to unfold. Day two is a match play situation with two-person teams, which is a ton of fun. A couple different formats, a couple different nine-hole matches. A ton of fun, and then the prizing and the food is as good as anything that we do here at Crown Isle to showcase not only our facility but our membership, and we do take a ton of pride in that, and we're looking forward to hosting this here in a month.
Yeah, I've participated in it and I absolutely love it. I mean, the course, you're right, is in amazing shape, because the next week we'll have the pros here, and so if it's not in good shape that week, then it'll never be in good shape, and it always is in great shape.
Yeah. 100%. Looking forward to it.
What other tournaments do you have taking place this summer, Dennis?
Well, this weekend, May 11th, we're playing the Captain's Cup. Here we host two tournaments simultaneously. The men play a three-man modified scramble. The ladies' format is a play of four-person Texas scramble. Ruth and I will be on hand to support each team with advice, including an additional tee shot, plus some special treats that I can't discuss at this time.
Oh, wow, I can't wait.
Following the next event is Flag Day, July 1st. After that, we have a mixed couples championship, August 11th, where I understand the two sitting and reigning captains will be supporting their win from last year.
Yeah, defending champion. My wife still won't let me forget the four-putt that I had. She still rides me. Which is crazy. Really? Let it go.
How did that partnership draw work
out? Yeah. She wished she had somebody else.
Yeah, here she's looking for a new partner.
Exactly.
Following that, August 16th through the 18th, we have the championship weekend with the famous horse race on Friday evening. Crown Isle Cup, as I mentioned earlier, is coming September 21st. And then finally, the men's club closing for October 12th.
So a lot of great events. And I love the events that we can combine the men's and ladies club. It's really cool when we can do that.
We're having a new event this year. It's called the Ryder Cup on September 28th and 29th. And it'll be men and women. Haven't figured out the format of that yet. But my vice captain, Diana Kolpak, is organizing that.
Oh, wow, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be a men versus ladies, kind of a fun social event for bragging rights and a little bit of that. So a new event for us, and we're looking forward to executing year one of that.
Oh, yeah, and the Ryder Cup format is so much fun, right?
Absolutely.
No question. Listen, I really want to thank you folks for coming out. It's an opportunity for you to let people know why Crown Isle works, why we have such a great club to belong to, and what your visions are for your clubs. And really, we're one. And that's one of the reasons why we work together in these tournaments, too, is that it's all the Crown Isle community, right?
Yeah. 100%. And just for both of these individuals here who work tirelessly in their spots, we appreciate the work that you guys do. And our goal for our membership is to have something for everyone. And then I think we do a good job of that with the offerings. But if there's something that we don't offer, encourage the members that are out there and listening to please give us some more ideas, give us some other concepts that might get more participation. Because at the end of the day, we would just like more of our members participating in more of our events and truly seeing how good Crown Isle is.
Yeah, and feedback's important. One of the reasons why we've done the survey for men's for the men's night, and when and we'll do more surveys and that sort of thing to get feedback from people and then satisfy the wants and desires of our membership. I appreciate all of your hard work. And like I said to a friend the other day, hit the links. It's good for you.
The Crowncast podcast is available on crownisle.com, Apple, and Spotify. Be sure to subscribe today so you don't miss an episode.